UWL is an NCAA Division III school, so unlike its Division I and II counterparts, it cannot award students scholarships based on athletics. The NCAA's Committee on Infractions concluded that three financial aid practices were violated at the school, but UWL officials were not aware that they were violating rules. According to the NCAA, the wording in scholarships could lead to students being awarded financial aid based on athletic leadership. UWL Chancellor Joe Gao was surprised by the violations.
Well, the NCAA interprets that as you're opening the door to if somebody's the captain of their team, but that also could be you're, you know, a leader in the band or in the student newspaper or so on. Nonetheless, we have to change that now and say specifically athletics cannot be considered.
UWL Director of Athletics Josh Whitman says he does not think this will affect future student athletes.
I'm not naive enough to stand here and say that opposing coaches aren't going to try and use this to their advantage and say, oh, you know, why would you want to go to UWL? Look at the things they're doing up there. And I hope that people will look a little bit more closely and see that that's not the case and that people can come here and compete for titles just like they did yesterday.
In light of the violations, UWL coaches who are faculty in the Exercise and Sports Science Department will not sit on their department's scholarship committees. The NCAA says the school lacked the oversight to catch the violations, so a staff member will now focus on compliance. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.